It's not a children's story as such, but it's an object lesson. An object lesson we can learn. About 16 months ago, thereabouts, we had an old cat that passed away. And so we had wanted to replace it. And we ended up with two kittens. And the amazing thing was that we ended up getting them both for nothing. One lady knew about us losing the old cat, and she said, "No, a bit too early to ask you, but I've got these kittens." And she explained how she got them. And she said, "We've got this one that's been rejected by different people, have put their bid in for it, no one came and got it. I know with you be going to a good home, and you'd like to have it for nothing." So we looked at it, and reluctantly, on my part, I agreed to have it for nothing. And then we had a tortoise shell for about 4 months. We actually paid money for that one, but it died a tragic death at 4 months. It was a sickly kitten. So to replace that, to give company to the grey one, we got this black one for nothing. A young couple found these abandoned kittens, and they advertised, and they were convinced we'd give it a good home, which we have. So we got these two cats for nothing. Now, if I left it at that, that would seem okay, but now let me tell you what we've got. The grey one is a cross between a Norwegian forest cat and a Nebelung, which means it's big. And it's shaggy in its coat, beautiful soft grey, and the way it is developing, at 2 years of age, a Nebelung should have a mane around its neck like a lion, a male lion. We looked them on the internet, and they get these things. If you were to buy this thing brand new, spanking new, from a pet shop or from a breeder, providing it was a purebred, you'd be paying over $1,000. We got it for nothing. Nothing. Because it was a reject. And as for the black thing that we've got, which is beautiful and fluffy and a bit smaller, but it's the cross between a rag doll and a Somali. And when it runs, it looks every bit, and I call it a feline fox, and for good reason, because it looks like a little miniature fox when it's running. And we got it for nothing. Rejects. And yet with a lot of love and care, and with the food they're getting, A lot of people would be envious, I'm sure, because they're spoiled. But boy, they look so beautiful. Rejects. And yet what someone else rejected, we've taken. Made it something beautiful. Look for the good in others. Because it's amazing what you can find if you're willing to look. Isn't that true? What we reject might be someone else's treasure, which means we might miss out on the blessing ourselves.